are going to forego Mar Mikomos because I have a lot to say, and we always want to get into a half hour, so we're going to move quickly but efficiently and hopefully clearly. The pasuk says in Shemini regarding certain aspects of being pure and behaving appropriately. Lahavdil ben hakodesh uvein hachol uvein hatamei uvein hatahar. To be mavdil, to separate between that which is holy and profane. That should ring a bell to all of us who end Shabbos every week. Lahavdil ben kodesh lachol. So the Torah Shlemer of Menachem Kosher, in his magnum opus, cites a medrash in the name of the Rashba, not the Rashba that we know of who lived in Spain, but the Rashba, one of the Balei Tosos, who said this is a remez in the Torah to Havdalah, to separate, to mark the end of Shabbos. The Torah is telling us to be Menachem ben Kodesh Lachol. So we're going to talk about Havdalah, because the Torah says in this week's Parsha that we should make Havdalah. So there's a Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Nun on the base. V'amar Rabbi Elazar ben Antigonus, Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, it's asur for a person to go and do his business, to do what he needs to do, before he makes Havdalah. You can't do Malacha before you say Havdalah. However, says the Gemara, if you say Baruch HaMavdil ben Kodesh Lachol, you're allowed to do Malacha. We know this very well. If a person is not going to be davening in Shul, a person's not going to bench Alakos, is not going to say Havdalah Alakos, so we all know, and our wives know, and the children in our homes know, Baruch HaMavdil ben Kodesh Lachol is how you are allowed to go and do Malacha. You can't turn on the lights, you can't do anything else. And this is cited in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Reish Tzadi Tes, in Hilchos Havdalah, in Siman in Sif Yud. It's also to do Malacha until you recite Havdalah, and if you say Havdalah in davening, then that's fine as well. That counts. Havdalah in Shemoneh Esrei counts as a form of Baruch HaMavdil ben Kodesh Lachol. And if you have to do Malacha before davening, you should say Baruch HaMavdil ben Kodesh Lachol. And the Ramah continues that a woman who don't daven should be careful to say Baruch HaMavdil before doing Malacha as well. And this includes, as we know, we'll touch upon at the end, we also do not eat before Havdalah Al-Kos. We'll talk about that later on. What is the reason for this Halacha? Why is it Chazal will not let, if the Shabbos is over, and the Zman is passed, and the three stars are, and everything is supposed to be, so how come I can't do Malacha? Why do I have to say something in order to do Malacha? So this is a beautiful piece of lamdas. We'll begin with the lamdas, then we'll go to the Halacha Maisa from the Brisker of. It is Chedushim on the Rambam, the only piece that he has in Hilchos Shabbos, in Perachav Tes. So the Brisker of cites two opinions to explain what is going on over here. He cites Rashi. Rashi and our Gemara here in Kuf Nun says that Malacha is Asr before Havdalah because Lehekera Ba'alma Lelaleves Es Hamelach. You have to have a demarcation that we are escorting the Shabbos king away, that the king is leaving. You have to say something to recognize that the Shabbos is leaving. And by saying Baruch HaMavdil, you're saying a proper goodbye to Shabbos. The Kedusha of Shabbos is no longer here after the Zman arrives. There's no worry. We're not worried about Shabbos anymore. It has nothing to do with any Malacha. It has nothing to do with Malacha or that there's an Isra Malacha at all. It's all about recognizing that Shabbos is done. And it's proper to give Shabbos a proper send-off. The Ran says a similar idea, that the Rabbanan wanted us to show respect to Shabbos, and therefore, says Rashi, the way we show respect to Shabbos is by making a declaration, in this case, either saying in Shemoneh Esrei or saying Baruch HaMavdil ben Kodesh Lachol. That is Shitas Rashi. The Rambam in Chaf Tes says that when it's usher to eat, do Malacha, or taste anything before you recite Havdalah. So the Brisker Rav infers in the fact that the Rambam places work in between eating and tasting, right? I wouldn't have written that way, says the Brisker Rav. I would have said you can't eat, taste, or do Malacha, right? He says you can't eat, do Malacha, or taste. What's with that sandwich? So the Brisker Rav infers from here that the Rambam put Malacha in between eating and tasting because all three of those things are also for the same reason. A person is not allowed to eat on Motzei Shabbos, so he says Havdalah. Why? Because you can't eat until, as long as you have a mitzvah that's incumbent upon you to go. The same reason why you can't have a suda before Hanukkah candles, and you can't eat before Tkiyah Shofar. All those things we talk about all the time. If you have a mitzvah in front of you, you can't eat until you take care of that mitzvah. And the Rambam says it's all the same thing. Just like you can't eat before Havdalah, so too you can't do Malacha until you say Havdalah. And you can't do Havdalah because it's going to distract him from the obligation. You can't eat because you can't do Malacha because it's a distraction from the obligation to say Havdalah. This is the machlokas. Is it a din in Havdalah that I need to say Havdalah and that's why I can't do Malacha? Or is it a din in saying goodbye to Shabbos? So the Brisker Rav, in his fashion, declares three nafkaminas to this question. Let's go one by one. He says, the Shulchan Aruch told us that a person cannot do any malacha. That was the language of the Shulchan Aruch. A person can't do any malacha at all, no matter what type of malacha, before Havdalah. The Ramah, as we're going to see later on, cites some Rishonim and say you can do malacha, but it can't be like really, really bad malacha. We're going to rank the different types of malachas. It can't be a malacha gemura, a really, really intense malacha. It could be something light. We'll discuss what that is in a moment, but there's a differentiation. So the Brisker Rav explains that the Shulchan Aruch follows Rashi, who says you can't do malacha before he makes a sign that Shabbos has ended. You have to recognize Shabbos is over. But the Ramah agrees with the Rambam, who says that you can't do malacha because it's going to distract you from the mitzvah of Havdalah you have to do. Only a real malacha that's going to be very distracting is a problem, according to Ramah. Only something I'm getting very distracted by. But a light malacha, a person can flick on the light switch, something that's not going to take a lot of time or effort, you can go. So we see, says the Brisker Rav, that is a nafka mina. What type of malacha is prohibited before Havdalah? Any type of malacha, because it's all about saying goodbye to Shabbos, or only malachas that are going to distract you? Nafka mina number one. Nafka mina number two, says the Brisker Rav. There's a machlokas in our sug over here, whether a person who says Hamavim and Kodesh Lachol can do both malacha and eat, or whether you can only do malacha. And we're going to touch upon that later on. There's a shita that says that if you say Baruch Hamavim Kodesh Lachol, you're allowed to eat. We don't follow that shita, but there is such an opinion. According to the Rifim Sachem, a person who says Baruch Hamavdil can only do malacha. The Ran says if you say Baruch Hamavdil, he's allowed to do malacha and eat. So the Brisker Rav says that the Rif agrees with the Rambam. Eating, doing malacha are usher for the same reason. Whatever permits one will permit the other, right? According to the Rambam, it's all the same thing about being distracting. So if I say Baruch Hamavdil, and now I'm allowed to do malacha, so then I should be allowed to eat, because it's all the same package. The Ran holds like Rashi, says that eating and doing malacha before Havdalah are usher for two separate reasons. Malacha is usher, because I have to show that Shabbos is ended. Eating is usher, because I have to take care of Havdalah, and therefore, saying Baruch Hamavdil is sufficient to indicate that Shabbos is ended to allow malacha, but it's not enough to allow me to eat as well, because I still have to take care of Havdalah al-Hakos. The last nafkamina, and this happens every year by Yom Kippur, is someone required to say Havdalah al-Hakos on Motzei Yom Kippur to break the fast? You're davening Maariv, your wife wants to go home, she wants to eat something, she wants to have a drink of water. Is she allowed to take a drink of water before saying Havdalah? Or she have to wait to say Havdalah on her own or for you to come home? What's the halacha? So the Brisker Rav says, the Brisker Rav says, this is a nafka mina over here. He says, the nafka mina is as follows. That in principle, he says, is proper, it should depend on whether the Isser Malacha prior to making Havdalah, when Shabbos already technically ended, is due to the Kedusha of Shabbos, or to the Havdalah. Is it Rashi that's a din in the holiness of Shabbos, and saying goodbye to Shabbos, or is it a din in saying Havdalah? He says, if it's a din in the Kedusha of Shabbos, then the same should apply to Motzei Yom Kippur. All the halachos related to the Kedusha of Yom Kippur should be tied up in saying a proper Havdalah al-Hakos. I can't eat, I can't put on shoes, all those things should be tied to it as well. But if Malacha Motzei Shabbos is only a din in the requirement of making Havdalah, then that's only a din in Malacha. If I say Havdalah, that takes care of Malacha. But once the Zman of Yom Kippur is over, says the Brisker Rav, then do whatever you want. The Kedusha of Yom Kippur is not connected to the Isser Malacha of Yom Kippur. They're two separate things, two separate parts of the Torah. Therefore, he said that should clear Nafka Mina here as well. He thinks that the lenient opinion is correct. He thinks that you can be lenient and you don't have to make Havdalah Kos. He leaves as a Tzarachian, and that's how he leaves that issue. Now, this clears a beautiful Shaila in the Shol Umeshiv, Rav Yosef Shaul Nathanson. Listen to this Shaila in the Madura Gimel Chelek Alsim and Kuf Chavtes. I'll set up the question. He says, it happened that the Shliach Tzibur was schlepping out Ne'ilah. It happens in such shuls that the Shliach Tzibur schleps out Ne'ilah. A half hour after Tzeis HaKochavim. A half hour after the Zman is over. And the people are very thirsty. So there's a lamdan there, and there's a balabas. There's a guy who's a big lamdan, and there's a balabas who knows halacha l'maisa. So they asked the lamdan, and they told him it's mutter to drink, even though you didn't make havdalah yet, you didn't daven mariv, and you didn't say havdalah. And he also went and drank, and there was a balabas there, who was very upset. Becherufin v'gidufin. Making, yelling at the lamdan, how can you do this? You're drinking before Havdalah, what's wrong with you? So they asked the Sholem Eishev, he said, he said, the lamdan is correct. He says, we see this in the Mefarshim and Shulchan Aruch. He says, Yeshel Yashav B'Pshitas Deyom HaKippurim Tehissaneh Kol Hayom Deyesh L'chush L'Sakana. Certainly we could be leaned by Yom Kippur. You're fasting all day. It's a Sakana. Vade Mutra HaKopanim. He says, nevertheless, besides the Sakana, the Lamdan is correct, what he said. And what he, why? He says that, as follows, he says that the Din in Yom Kippur of fasting has nothing to do with the Malacha, the two separate things. He says, once the Zman in Yom Kippur is over, you could be in the middle of Ne'ilah, technically, he says. Once the Zman in Yom Kippur is over, you can go and you can end it. You don't have to wait for anything. The Malacha is tied to something else. That you need Malacha, that you need Havdalah for. And but everything else is tied to Kedushah Yom Kippur is separate, he says. Chaps another nafkamina. Can you eat chametz on Motzei Pesach before saying Havdalah? What would you say? So it's the same nafkamina over here. Is chametz on Pesach a din in, is it separate from the saying of Havdalah and the Malacha? Or is the Malacha, or is it tied together? So the Magen Avraham says, on a Motzei Pesach, you can eat,
different.
What?
It's a Pesach different because we have to make the business of...
Well, let's say it happened, you went right away to the guy, you took care of it, it was all good. You found fresh chametz. You went over to Dunkin' Donuts, found fresh chametz, they had it waiting for you. So the Magen Avraham writes that on Motzei Pesach, you can eat chametz before saying Baruch HaMavdil. You don't need any havdalah. You can eat chametz, and he says, "Nira shemutu lechol dekevan shechashecha laila." Once the night comes, habeichol Pesach is over. The chol milei el shechacham arum sheasur lasos malacha sheavdal. Havdalah is a din in malacha. Malacha is a din in havdalah. They're two separate things. Once Pesach is over, so then you can go in chametz out of question. Says the Magen Avraham.
You say havdalah, you mean the baruch hamavdil or the havdalah? Alakos.
Alakos. Yeah. He says, this is the opinion of the Chayadam. The Mishnah Berurah has just one twist. He says, let's say you're eating a Suda on the last night of Pesach, and now the Zman passes, and so now you want to bench. So, but before you bench, you have a slice of bread. So you're going to bench, you ate Chametz, but you're going to say Yalav Yavo regarding Pesach. So the Mishnah Berurah says it's a tarte disaster. It's too much of a contradiction. He says you gotta say Baruch HaMavdil, and then you can bench afterwards. Because you can't bench for Pesach having eaten chametz as part of your benching. He says it can't be. It's too much, he says. So you have to say Havdalah, and then you can go do it. So what malachos are asur before reciting Baruch HaMavdil? So the Shulta Giborim says, Afilu chafetzim asur medivrei sofer, even the rabbanans you can't do before saying Baruch HaMavdil. The Taz follows the leading opinion of the Ramah, that light malachos can be done before Baruch HaMavdil. But the Ramah says it's better to follow the Ikar Svar HaRishona, to be machmer for all types of malacha. Whether it's ripping toilet paper, whether it's turning on a light, whether it's writing, whether it's muksa, all of those things should be prohibited before saying Baruch HaMavdil. And he says, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Va'afta hataz mitzadeh lahakel, ledina ein l'smochazeh. The Aruch HaShulchan says, he says, k'dei liyashav ha-minag mi'uvada yoser nachon shekol balabas yilmud beveso. You have to teach your family that once the Zman is over to say Baruch HaMavdil. It should be part of learning Hilchos Shabbos. You teach people to say, you look at the shul calendar, it says the Zman is passed. Before you do anything, you have to say Baruch HaMavdil Kodesh L'chol for any type of malacha.
It's not Yisrael of Chilul
Shabbos. It's not Chilul Shabbos. That's the question. That's the nafkamina. That's the question over here. What? No, you wouldn't be Chayv Skil, that's for sure. But Midir Rabbanan, yeah.
I have a different question. If we don't do it in Shul, Avdala, but yeah. Let's say in Esh Kodesh they do Avdala, and then, but at home, my wife and the daughters, they don't do Havdalah. They don't need to do Havdalah.
They do need to do Havdalah if they want to eat.
I need to come home and to do Havdalah.
I would say even better not to be, have in mind to be Yosef there. I would go have in mind to do it at home. That's another issue for another time. You are allowed to be Mechin. You're allowed to do Hachana before saying Baruch HaMavdil. If you wanted to as well, you could go and pack for a trip after the Zman of Shabbos is over and not say Baruch HaMavdil. But again, all these things to be alleviated. The second you see the Zman is over, say Baruch HaMavdil, you have no Shilas. There's a question that's asked, that Tzitz Eliezer was asked about a burial on Moshe Shabbos. This is only a question that happens in Eretz Yisrael, because in America that would never happen. We have a burial on Moshe Shabbos. Can the Onen do Malacha after the burial, but before Havdalah? You hear the Shaila? There's a burial on Moshe Shabbos, so they bury the body, and now the Onen wants to get in a car, and he wants to drive back. But he didn't say Havdalah. So the Tzitz Eliezer says he has to make Havdalah before doing any more Malacha. And he says that when the Aninus ends, the Isra Malacha begins. And the Isra Malacha extends from the Chi of Havdalah. If you have to say Havdalah, you have to say Baruch HaMavdil before you do anything else. That also is another Nafkamina. Can you record somebody who's still observing Shabbos after the Zman, but hasn't made Havdalah? This happens by the Rebbes. Like the Rebbe saying a long Shal Shinus Torah, it's way after the Zman, half hour after Shabbos is technically over, and they want to record the Shal Shinus Torah. Can I record the Rebbe saying the Shal Shinus Torah? He hasn't said Baruch HaMavdil yet. He's not going to say Baruch HaMavdil in the middle of Shal Shinus. Can we record it? So the Bare Motion Chelek Zion says that a person who's speaking after the Zman had plans to keep all the details of Shabbos, even Dine Derabanan, and he says you can't record him. It's usher to record him, and he brings a number of proofs as to why. Rosh Hashanah Zaman says the same thing, and the Aznidbaru, Rav Binyamin Zilber, says that the Vision Sarebi and the Klozen Rebbe were very mak, but to not be recorded on Moshe Shabbos. Rav Shurmbach is Mekel. He says it's not such a big deal because secondly Shabbos is over. And Rav Moshe Feinstein's quoted in the Rishume Aaron, Chelek Beis, Mutter lahaklit shir Torah shel mish adayin lo hivdil. You're allowed to record somebody who's giving a shir who hasn't made Havdalah. Kol zman shekvar yatzah zman Shabbos, as long as the zman of Shabbos is out. So that's a machlokas over there as well. Another nafkamina for this case is, can you call a taxi on Moshe Shabbos if you know that the driver, who's Jewish, didn't make Havdalah?
If neither.
It's in Israel.
In Eretz Yisrael. You call a taxi.
Don't keep Shabbat.
He's not going to make Shabbat from one week to the other.
So this is what Sisley Ezra wants to know. So this is in Chelek Aleph. He says that someone suggested it.
During the week, he probably didn't make Havdalah.
True, but at a certain point, we know there's not.
You don't go to shul. This is the problem. You don't know what's Havdalah. So there's no way to find the Havdalah.
So the Tzitz Eliezer says that someone suggested to him that the taxi driver is a mummar, is not from. The Shach says there's no lifnei iver by somebody who's not from, and it's not a problem. So he says this is difficult because we don't pass on like the Shach, and also we try to assume that chilonim are tinok shenishba, they don't know any better. So you can't call him a mummer and say he's a tinok shenishba. You can't be both at the same time. So somebody told him that maybe when you say Shavua Tov to the taxi driver, that's like saying Baruch HaMavdil Kodesh Lechol. So you get into the taxi, you say Shavua Tov. He says, Shavua Tov. So he said that's a little form of Havdalah. So he rejects this. Rosh Hashanah Zalman Auerbach also rejects this. This is in the Mor HaShabbos, in a letter. He also thinks it's a bit ridiculous to say that. However, his children record in the Halicha Shlomo that this was his practice. Every single time he took a taxi Moshe Shabbos, L'chumra, he would tell them Shavua Tov, hoping they would say Shavua Tov as well. Maybe that would count as some form of Havdalah. So the Tzitz Eliezer says that you need a lashon of Hamavdil ben Kodesh Lechol, like in this week's Parsha. You have to state the difference between holy and not holy. Shavua Tov is not enough. So he finally suggests as follows, that the Isra Malacha before Havdalah was only established by Chazal for a person who's going to make Havdalah. When Chazal said you can't do Malacha before Havdalah, it was assuming that you were planning on making Havdalah. But if you're never going to make Havdalah, then there's no Isra Malacha for you, because it was never in your mindset to make Havdalah in the first place. And if we don't say this, we have a lot of problems, he says. Because let's say it's Sunday morning. and you want to go out to breakfast with somebody who's not from. You want to go out to breakfast with the chiloni. You want to have breakfast together. If you don't use this logic, then the person you go out to breakfast with is going to be eating before davening, right? The person didn't daven that morning, right? You're going to sit down to breakfast of eggs, toast, whatever it is, and you're already davening that morning, so you're allowed to eat. We know the Torah says, you can't eat before you daven for your blood, before you daven to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So you're going to take this guy out to breakfast, and you're going to sit down and eat. You daven, and you're going to eat. Did he daven that morning? No, lifnei iver. You can't take anybody out to breakfast who's not from, because they're always going to be eating before davening. So he says it can't be. But if you never plan on davening, says the Tzitz Eliezer, then the iser of eating before davening doesn't apply to you. It's a chiddush. If you never planned on davening that morning, there's no iser to eat before davening. On top of this heter, you can also argue that the iser of malach is only midirabanan. You can be lenient for lifnei iver by dirabanan. But what about the Shulchan Aruch who says you can't invite someone for a meal if they're not going to make a bracha? We're familiar with this halacha, right? Shulchan Aruch says you can't give somebody food if they're not going to make a bracha. So he says making a bracha is a din derabanan. We're machmer over there. So how come the Shulchan Aruch is so machmer? He says the Torah's chesed says that you can serve food in a restaurant to someone who won't make a bracha because you aren't making him eat with you. He walked into the restaurant on his own. And therefore, in the case of the taxi driver, he's out and about on his own. You didn't cause the taxi driver to drive Motzei Shabbos. He was going to be out driving anyway. And therefore, it is certainly not lifnei iver as well. And therefore, but he was going to be working anyway. He wasn't sitting around watching the game. He was going to be working anyway. I guess maybe if you have a personal driver who wasn't going to do anything, maybe there's less to discuss. So that's the halacha. No malacha before saying Baruch Hamavdil, and all the different nafkaminas and different opinions.
This is the same thing to eat in Melacha.
Ah.
How are we doing it in Tkias before some people
eat it? Ah, yes. We discussed that by Rosh Hashanah. That's a long discussion, and that's why Rav Henkin was very much against the minhag of the yeshivas. It's a big shaila. Okay. There is one chumra we should be aware of, though. The Darkei Moshe, the Rama, writes in Reish Sadi Gimel, and he cites the Or Zaruah. Listen to this Yerushalmi, who says that women have the minhag not to do malacha until the Sidra de Kedusha is recited. The Seder of Kedusha is recited. That's the minhag, says the Darkei Moshe. And therefore he writes, Tzrichim lizaher shelo lasos malacha ad achar Seder Kedusha afal pi shekvar hivdil. We have a chumra. Even if you said Baruch Hamavdil and Kodesh Lachol, you shouldn't do malach until they would have said Kedusha in Shul Motzei Shabbos.
You mean in Maariv?
In Maariv. So this is cited by the Magen Avraham. It's cited by the Shulchan Aruch Harav. The Chai Adam said, V'chol Adam Yizar Shalo Lahadlik Ner, no one should light a candle, Afilu Kishivdil B'Tfila, Ad Achar Seder Kedusha.
What is Seder Kedusha?
Ah, good. So the Mishnah Berurah says, "Bal nefesh yaseh kamasha kasa b'darkei Moshe." Someone who's very frumish should follow the darkei Moshe in the name of the Or Zaruah, and also quotes the Zohar and Parshas Bamidbar shel lahadik ner ad achar seder kedusha, and the Shemir Shabbos says as well. What does this mean? What is the seder kedusha? What are we talking about? So we say v'yata kadosh Motzei Shabbos, right in the davening, where we talk about the kedusha kadosh kadosh kadosh. The Torah says, "Ad sheyishlu seder hatfila." Meaning you shouldn't do malacha even if you say Baruch HaMavdil until davening is over. The Ben Ishchai writes Parshas Vayetze, and he says that after the last Kaddish Tiskabel, and all agree this is a chumrah, but the Shulchan Aruch Harav says that if you do malacha before this time, you won't see Sibin Bracha from such work. So it's not in the Shulchan Aruch, but all of the Nosei Kalim and all of the Mefarshim feel it's proper to be machmer. The Ksos HaShulchan says, what about an individual who's davening at home? You have a yachid who's davening at home. Let's say he davens quickly by himself, he has to wait. He knows by the time we get to Kedusha, by the end of Kaddish Tiskabel in our shul, it'll be 15 minutes, 20 minutes after Maariv is called for. So he has to wait 20 minutes to fulfill this chumra of the Darkei Moshe. So he says, yeah, you should. So the Shmir Shabbos argues, Rav Neuver doesn't understand why this should be the case. Why can't I fulfill the chumrah on my own terms? Why do I have to wait for the shul to do it? So the Nishma Shabbos Rav Harfenis writes that the Zohar says explicitly one should be machmer until the tzibur finishes davening, and it would appear as well from the Bavri Rishami that women are also included in this chumrah. So this is a chumrah not many people know about, but it is something one should be aware of, that you shouldn't even do malacha, even saying Baruch HaMavdil, until davening would have finished in shul. Explicitly by women, because women aren't going to shul, but even by everybody else. You shouldn't do malacha until that. So you have to by the shul that you daven in. It should be the shul that you daven in. That's what it should be. You follow the shul that you normally daven in. That's how it should go. So we should be aware of such a shita. What about the nusach of Baruch HaMavdil and a few more shilas related to it? So the Rush at the end of Pesachim says that you should say Baruch Atah Hashem HaMavdil Ben Kodesh Lachol B'Shem Hashem. This is not the halacha, even though his son, the Tur, cites this. All the Shulchan Aruch and the Poskim say there's no Shem Hashem. You just say Baruch HaMavdil Ben Kodesh Lachol. Most people say Baruch HaMavdil Ben Kodesh Lachol. And this is what the Levush and the Prima Gadam and the Shulchan Aruch Rav and the Chazar Avad just say. The Torah Shabbos says you should say Baruch Elokeinu HaMavdil Ben Kodesh Lachol. Why? Because if you don't say Baruch Elokeinu HaMavdil Ben Kodesh Lachol, and you just say Baruch HaMavdil Ben Kodesh Lachol, maybe you might think you're talking about the Jewish people. Klal Yisrael, blessed is the Jewish people who are ma'avdim ben Kodesh Lachol. But that's not how we're talking. We're talking about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So since we don't want anybody to think we're talking about the Jewish people and not Hashem, you should invoke some reference to God. That's also not the minhag. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch has a long nusach. He writes in Simon Sadi Vav, Baruch HaMadu Ben Kodesh Lachol Ben Or Lachoshech Ben Yisrael Lamim Ben Yom HaShidu Shehishas Ma'amaseh Baruch HaMadu Ben Kodesh Lachol. That is also not the minhag as well. The art scroll, Rabbi Simcha Ben Mekon, writes in his Sefer, he says you can say it in English. He says you can say, blessed is he who separates between the holy and the secular, if you want to do it as well. So all these things work to fulfill the hecker, the demarcation that Rashi talks about in that Gemara. Avid Sarachian, I'm not sure about this. Can someone who's in the bathroom say Baruch HaMalim and Kodesh Lachol? I'm not sure. I saw that the Nishma Shabbos, Rav Harfenis says it's mutter. I'm not sure why it's mutter, because if you say Baruch HaMavdil, let's say someone is using the restroom and they need toilet paper and they want to tear toilet paper. You can't do malacha and say Baruch HaMavdil. So what are you supposed to do? So if you say Baruch HaMavdil, then you're kind of making a referencing a Kadosh Baruch without saying his name. Is that appropriate to say in the bathroom? So it's a tzarachian, but the Nishma Shabbos says it's allowed. Let's talk about eating. Eating is really not so much to discuss because it's very clear you can't eat until you say Havdalah al Hakos. There's not much to debate there.
Why is that different?
What?
Why is that different than malacha?
Meaning why isn't Baruch HaMavdil?
Why is malacha allowed?
Because you don't know how to do it before.
Good. So malacha is sufficient with Baruch HaMavdil Kodesh Lachol because according to Rashi, it's a separate din. According to Rashi, it's just to recognize that Shabbos is over. The prohibition to eat is to ensure that I make Havdalah. Yeah, it's a penalty. Yeah, it's a penalty to make sure that I make Havdalah. Right? So it's clear from the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah that even if you say Baruch HaMavdil, you cannot eat until you hear Havdalah. So the following shaila is, what if you make Havdalah HaKos, but you didn't say Havdalah in davening? Is that enough? So there's a very difficult statement by the Mishnah Berurah. Listen to this Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah writes in Sifkas Lamed Hei, Mikal Makom Le'inyan Achila, when it comes to eating, Lo Mahani, it doesn't work, Ad Sheyavdil Havdalah Gemura Al HaKos, until you make a complete Havdalah on the Kos, V'gam B'Tfilah. And also with tefillah. And then he quotes Achronim. So what the Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying is what? Is that you can't eat until you say Havdalah in tefillah and Havdalah al-Hakos. That's what he's saying. That's what the Shemir Shabbos writes. Even if you made Havdalah al-Hakos before Mariv, it's usher to eat until you daven. And this is cited by Rav Simcha Ben Mekon. He notes that this doesn't apply to women because women don't daven Mariv. So there's no chiyuv of Mariv on women. So the Piskei Tshuvas notes, this is a very difficult Chiddush. Also, the Mishnah Berurah says Achronim. But we don't know of any Achronim who say this. And he kind of seemed to have made it up. And the implication of the Shulchan Aruch is that Havdalah allows eating regardless of Tefillah. So the Tzitz Eliezer and the Shevet HaLevi, they turn the Mishnah Berurah on its head, and they say it means that even Havdalah in Tefillah doesn't allow a person to eat. That's what it means. When the Mishnah Berurah said even Tefillah, it means even if you say Havdalah in your Shmona Esrei, that doesn't allow you to eat. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is trying to say. And Rav Yitzchak Abadi and the Bir Halacha and the Zaha Shulchan state clearly that they don't understand the source of the Mishnah Berurah, that the Halacha isn't like him anyway at the end of the day. Yeah, so.
Yeah. Drink the wine.
To drink the wine. Yeah.
Because you didn't say
it. You didn't say it before. Yeah, here. So it's a big tzarach here. So, just to review. So we all know the halacha. There's no malacha done until Baruch HaMavdil is said. The Nafkim, you've seen Rashi and the Rambam, places where it applies, places where it doesn't apply. It applies to all types of malacha. And the difficult cases where things that are not necessarily tied to malacha are those dependent on Baruch HaMavdil as well. Okay.